رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين واللعنة على أعدائهم أجمعين. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم علي بن أبي طالب عليه السلام أفضل أمتي سلما وأكثرهم علما وأصحهم دينا وأفضلهم يقينا وأكملهم حلما وأسمحهم كفا وأشجعهم قلبا وهو الإمام والخليفة من بعدي. This is the hadith of the Holy Prophet about Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. Tonight that we are celebrating the birthday of Mawlud al-Ka'ba, the only personality of the history who was born inside Ka'ba. The Sunnis and the Shias agree. It is narrated by Imam Hakim Nishapuri, the compiler of Mustadrak, Al-Mustadrak al-Sahihayn, Sahih Bukhari, Sahih Bukhari, Sahih Muslim. Very famous Sunni scholar and muhaddith who says that لَمْ يُولَدْ قَبْدَهُ وَلَا بَعْدَهُ مَوْلُودٌ فِي الْكَعْبَةِ. That means there wasn't any child before or after Imam Ali alayhi salam who was born in Ka'bah. So Imam Ali alayhi salam was the only child ever who was born inside the Ka'bah. We must realize that talking about Imam Ali alayhi salam and his greatness is not something which is in our reach, because we simply cannot comprehend his highness. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has himself said that ma arifa Allah illa ana wa anta. No one has the in-depth ma'rifat and recognition of Allah except me and you. Wa ma arifani illa Allah wa anta. And no one has the ma'rifat and in-depth recognition of mine except Allah and you. وَمَا عَرِفَكَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَأَنَا. And no one has your ma'rifat and in-depth recognition of yours except Allah and me. So someone who is never known by anyone other than Allah and the Holy Prophet, never known to the fullest extent of his greatness, we are certainly unable to engulf, encompass, or to talk about his entire greatness in its totality. So we have to turn to what we have been told by the Prophet about Imam Ali alayhi salam if we want to understand his greatness. So that's the hadith that I was reading before I came. So I'm not prepared for a speech, but would like to just translate this hadith for your benefit. Prophet has said that Ali ibn Abi Talib, aqdamu ummati silman, among my nation, he's the first one. First Muslim in my nation. And as far as the Islam it goes, Imam Ali alayhi salam, we believe that he was born a Muslim. He was born an Imam. He was born with his entire knowledge of the unseen and read. He was born with the knowledge of the Holy Quran. Our Imams do not become a Muslims, don't turn to Islam. They are born as Imams and infallibles and knowledgeable and Muslims. What we what we are talking about is the first among the people, among the followers, whoever was known to be a Muslim in the community. Imam Ali himself has said that سَبَقْتُ إِلَى الْإِيمَانِ وَالْحِجْرَةِ, that I took a lead on others in Iman and in the migration. And أَنَا الصَّدِيقُ الْأَكْبَرُ وَأَنَا الْفَارُوقُ الْأَوَّلُ, I am the first Siddiq and I am the first Farooq. And أَسْلَمْتُ قَبْلَ إِسْلَامِ النَّاسِ, that I was Muslim before the people became Muslims. There has been a controversy in the history about who was the first Muslim in the history. Some say, that Imam Ali al-Islam was just a child when he announced his Islam. He was the first child who was a Muslim. Some people have mentioned the age of Imam Ali al-Islam at the time he expressed his Islam in front of the community was 5 years. So he cannot be considered as the first Muslim, he was just a child. Some say his age was 6, some say his age was 7, some say 8, some say 9, 10, 11, 13, 14, and some even say he was 15 years of age. So all these various narrations that we find in the history are basically to decrease the level, they tend to decrease the status of Imam Ali al-Salam. We need to understand that the point here, did the Holy Prophet, when Imam Ali was expressing his Islam, did the Holy Prophet accept his Islam or he did not accept his Islam? That's the point. If the Holy Prophet accepted the Islam of Imam Ali, then even if he's a child, his Islam was acceptable. That's why the Prophet accepted it. And if the Prophet did not accept the Islam of Imam Ali Islam, so you don't find Imam Ali Islam expressing that when he was expressing that in the early age. So basically that was the age when the Prophet was accepting the Islam and when Prophet accepted his Islam, that is also a very clear sign that he has that aql and intellect and that understanding of Islam which is required to for the Holy Prophet to accept it. That's why Prophet accepted that Islam. So bringing the narrations by some Muslims that Imam Ali al-Islam was a young boy and the Islam of a boy is unacceptable doesn't raise any point, because the Prophet accepted that Islam, and which is a sign that Imam Ali al-Islam was sensible enough to express. From their perspective, from our perspective, we believe Imam Ali is born an Imam with all the knowledge and infallibility and ismat. But from their perspective also, they should realize that when Imam Ali is expressing his Islam in that early age and Prophet is accepting it, so he has his Islam is that sort of Islam which is accepted. That's why the Prophet is accepting it. So it's really, it doesn't matter what his age is. And it has been narrated in Tariq al-Khulafa about Imam Ali al-Islam, that this is not a Shia book, that he was the Sahabi of Rasulullah who never worshipped any of the idols in his life. Most of the Ashab of Rasulullah were the idol worshippers who used to worship idols, and later on they turned into the belief of oneness of God. So if we are talking about Imam Ali al-Islam in terms of Islam, he's the most, the first person historically to express his Islam. And then the Prophet said that وَأَكْثَرُهُمْ إِلْمًا. Imam Ali al-Islam is the person who has the highest level of knowledge, the biggest chunk of knowledge available. Basically, the knowledge of Imam Ali al-Islam is comparable and is equal to the knowledge of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Without any difference. When Prophet says that أنا مدينة العلم وعلي بابها, I am the city of knowledge and Ali is its gateway. So every knowledge which is found in the spirituality of Rasulullah is found in the soul of Imam Ali al-Islam also. And the gateway, the way to have access to that knowledge is also defined by Rasulullah, that the only way to have access to that knowledge of prophethood is through Imam Ali al-Islam, through the imamat of Imam Ali al-Islam. There is no way a person who doesn't turn to the imamat and walayat of Ahlul Bayt to claim that I have access to the knowledges of the messenger of Rasulullah, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also we find that the Prophet says that asahhuhum deenan, that Imam Ali al-Islam is the person who has the most correct religion. This is a very important point. Most correct religion, the most straight, most right in its essence, in its entirety, in its totality. When his real brother, Hazrat Aqil, came once in the time of his government and he was asking some extra share from the Baitul Mal, from the national exchequer. The money belongs to the entire ummah. And what Imam Ali al-Islam did, Imam Ali al-Islam, look at the religion of Imam. We are talking about the religion of Imam Ali. Asahhuhum deenan. His deen and his tadayyun and his deendari and his religion is the most correct way of obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when his real brother comes to him and he is the ruler, and asking more than his share, Imam Ali al-Islam, he put a piece of steel in the fire and brought this piece of steel closer to the body of his brother Aqil. He felt the warmth, he felt the heat, he pulled away. So Imam Ali al-Islam replied that أَتَّئِنُّ مِنَ الْمِنْ من لذا أتئن من الأذى أتئن من أذى ولا أئن من لذا. That means you are, in other words, you are screaming, you are feeling the pain from this steel thing that I have just put in the fire for a while and then brought close to your body, and you are feeling the pain. So shall I not feel the flame of the hellfire burning my body? Because if I give you more than the share you deserve, I would be burning in the hellfire. So when you are feeling the pain of the fire and you are screaming from that pain, do you think that I should not scream from the pain of the hellfire? And that was the story was also narrated by Aqil when once Aqil traveled to Syria and Muawiyah asked Hazrat Aqil alayhi salam to tell what happened to you about that famous story when you went to your real brother to ask more than your share and what he did to you. And Aqil alayhi salam, he told the whole story to Muawiyah, and Muawiyah, when he heard that story from Hazrat Aqil, he said that أَقِمَتِ النِّسَاءُ أَن يَلِدْنَا بِمِثْلِهِ, that the women are unable to give birth to a child similar to Ali ibn Abi Talib. So this is the greatness of the tadayyun and deendari and religion of Imam Ali al-Islam, how much he fears Allah. And this is the greatness of his personality, that even his enemies, some of his worst enemies in the history are praising him about his behavior and his adalat. And then the Holy Prophet has said that وَأَفْضَلُهُمْ يَقِينًا. Imam Ali alayhi salam is the most superior of all in his yaqeen and certitude. Yaqeen is the least found blessing of Allah on the planet Earth. Like I always say in my speeches, it's not because Allah is not ready to give us His blessings. Allah is not a miser. We are not capable of receiving this blessing from Allah. Yaqeen and certitude and itminan is the blessing which is enjoyed by very, very few, precious few people who deserve it, and that's why they receive the blessing, because we get what we deserve. If we don't get it, we must realize we did not deserve it. We need to make ourselves deserving first. Here, in Ilm al-Irfan and the Sair and Suluk towards Allah, the travel, spiritual travel of a mu'min towards Allah, the Creator, through our purification of the soul, when we travel, we are virtually traveling towards Allah. Our soul is getting elevated, getting closer towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is in this the travel of the soul, spiritual travel of the soul through the cleanliness. The scholars of Irfan say the highest level of this spiritual travel is yaqeen. The highest that you can reach in your spiritual travel is when you achieve yaqeen and certitude. And when you have yaqeen, you are the one who starts seeing the realities. You start seeing the truths. Because the curtains and hijabat of sins are removed from your eyes. So that's why whenever our Urafa, they talk about something, they say that, but I'm seeing it that way. They don't say that I studied about it like this and this and this. This is not what an Arif says. This is not the kind of like statement of an Arif. This is the statement of a philosopher, or a falsafi, or a scholar who has studied books and evidences. The Urafa say, I'm seeing it like this, because they see it. So, yaqeen is the highest level. And just like in the story of Ayatullah al-Udhma, Bahauddin rahmatullahi alayhi, and some of the people went to him, one of a very great Urafa, and they talked to him about, in those days Ayatullah Muntazri was appointed as the Qaim Maqam, and the deputy for Imam Khomeini, and some of those people went to Ayatollah Uthma Bahauddini and said, well, did you hear about the announcement that the Ahlul Khibra Council of Fuqaha have announced Ayatollah Muntazri to be the deputy for Imam Khomeini? And he replied, well, Malke Ishunra Rahbar Nimina, Rahbar Imam Sayyid Alis. I don't see him as a leader. Our leader is Sayyid Ali. This is the time when Sayyid Ali Khamenei, Hafizullah Allah, was the president, and nobody even thought about him to become the leader. Nobody even imagined. So again, he didn't say that I have studied it. He said, I am not seeing him as the leader. Because they see the future, they see the realities. So we are talking about the Urafa. So when these Urafa reach their peak of spiritual highness, that high level is where what we call yaqeen. Now what the Prophet has said about Imam Ali alayhi salam is, he says that أَفْضَلُهُمْ يَقِينًا. Imam Ali alayhi salam is the most superior in the entire Ummah in terms of yaqeen. That means his yaqeen is the yaqeen which is the highest possible level of yaqeen a person can achieve. He's the most superior person. So that's the reason why we find Imam Ali Islam is saying that لَوْ كُشِفَ الْغِطَى مَزْدَدْتُ يَقِينًا. If the curtain is removed, I would not increase in my yaqeen. So if you remove all the curtains which are available between us and the heavens and the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing would increase in the yaqeen and certitude of Imam Ali, because he's witnessing and seeing all the realities 24/7. There is no curtain on his eyes. These things are, brothers and sisters, have been told to us, which we should realize that it is possible for him. Nobody can be like Imam Ali alayhi salam. No one can be like the Prophet. No one can be like the Ahlul Bayt. It's obvious. But these teachings have been told to us to make, one of the reasons maybe is that we realize the fact that we can also reach certain levels. If we strive for those, if we work on those lines, if we do our efforts to achieve those levels, certain levels are achievable for us. No one can be like them. That's clear. But certain lower levels are in our reach if we tread their path. So if we abstain from the sins, if we abstain from the harams, and we clean our qalb, the qalb reaches a level where it sees through the hijabat and sees the realities. You know, just like the Holy Prophet had prayed in his dua, that you see, Allahumma arin al-ashiya'a kama hiya, oh my Lord, make me see things the way they are. That means not the way they seem to be. So Imam Ali alayhi salam is the most superior of the ones who have yaqeen. This itself as an evidence that Imam Ali alayhi salam is the most beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the highest blessing and the least found blessing of God is found in the highest abundance in Imam Ali's spirit. When the least found blessing of Allah, which is yaqeen and certitude, and least available blessing of Allah is found in the fullest abundance in Imam Ali's soul, this is a concrete evidence that Imam Ali is the most beloved person in the eyes of Allah. And also then the Prophet said, وَأَكْمَلُهُمْ حِلْمًا. The Imam Ali Islam is the most perfect in terms of hilm, burdbari, patience. It's very hard for a person to tolerate his enemies. It's not easy. Especially those of the enemies who are humiliating you and insulting you and defaming you and running a propaganda, poisoning propaganda campaign against you day in and day out. Just like Muawiyah, who started the curse against Imam Ali Islam from 80,000 members. And, you know, so we find Umm al-Mu'mineen Aisha waging a war against the Khalifa of Rasul Imam Ali alayhi salam. And not just that, but hating Imam Ali alayhi salam and hating the Ahlul Bayt, hating Imam Hassan alayhi salam and Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Aisha used to do hijab in front of Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein. Although Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein were mahram to Aisha, but that was the extent of her hatred. So, and then the propaganda campaign that she led to against Imam Ali alayhi salam. And despite all that propaganda campaign, and despite the war that she fought against Imam Ali alayhi salam, the Battle of Jamal, whom all the sects of Islam believed that Imam Ali was the Khalifa. Well, we believe that he was the first Khalifa, but the rest of the sects of Islam believe that Imam Ali is the fourth Khalifa. Whether it's the first or the fourth, but he is the Khalifa. So waging a war against the legitimate Khalifa and deputy of the messenger is a rebellion against the legitimate government, which is something not tolerable in Islam. And after and we find that when Imam Ali alayhi salam passed away, Aisha did the sajda of shukr, these are some historical facts. So now, towards such an enemy, if you find that Imam Ali al-Salam is behaving with the highest level of patience, this gives us a lesson. After the Battle of Jamal, some people wanted to loot the money as the war booty. Imam Ali al-Salam stopped all those people. Imam Ali sent 40 persons along with Aisha to be sent back to her home safely. And when she reached her home, she complained that Ali ibn Abi Talib didn't have the guts to protect my honor and dignity because he sent 40 of the men along with me, non-mahram men along with me, to accompany me to my house. And when she said that, those persons removed their masks from their faces and they showed that all of them were women that were sent by Imam Ali al-Salam. So Imam had that sort of arrangements, but look at the behavior of his opponents towards him and constant poisonous propaganda and waging a war. 18,000 people were killed in the Battle of Jamal alone. 17,000 from the side of Aisha and 1,000 from the Muslims from the side of Muhammad Ali al-Salam. But his hilm and patience was of that level. So if you want to judge your patience, look at your behavior towards your opponents. Don't look at your behavior towards your friends. Look at them, I was mad, so I was upset and I said this and this and this. I use abusive language. I'm sorry. Well, this is exactly where your test is, that when you are mad, are you able to control your tongue? Or you have an attitude problem? Because your morality is just at the time when you are upset. When you are in the happy times, no one talks in an abusive language with any person in the happy times. That's exactly where you were supposed to control your tongue. But look at the behavior of Imam Ali al-Islam towards some of his worst enemies. So when the Prophet says that Imam Ali al-Islam is akmaluhum hilman, the most perfect of all the ummah in terms of his hilm and patience. And then Prophet said that asmahuhum kaffan, Imam Ali al-Islam is the most giving among all. Imam Ali al-Islam is the person who when he goes to the marketplace to buy a shirt for himself and his servant Qambar was also with him, and he buys two shirts. Of course, one for Qambar and one for himself. And after purchasing the shirts, he says to his servant, you select the best one of these two for yourself. Select the one that he likes. The best one that he likes, he is the right to select it for himself. And later on, what is remaining is for Imam Ali as well. You know, my teacher Ayatullah Jawadi Amri Hafizahullah was saying that apne ghise pite purane kapde apni utran utha ke kisi faqir ko bakhsh dena sirat-e-mustaqim nahi hai. Apna bachawa khana utha ke kisi faqir ko khila dena ye sirat-e-mustaqim nahi hai. Ye wo raasta nahi jo Ahle Bait ne sikhaya. This is not what Ahle Bait used to do, that I give my used up and worn and torn clothes to a poor person and think that, well, I did a great deal of job. The straight path of Ahle Bait is that I give the best of my clothes and the best of my food that I love to eat for myself. Imam Sadiq al-Islam used to give sugar as sadaqah. And when somebody asked him that, why are you giving sugar as sadaqah, he said that that I love sugar. I love to give the most beloved thing of mine
for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sadaqah. So this is how Al-Bayt alayhi salam had taught us. When the food was brought in front of Imam Ridha alayhi salam, he used to get a dish and gather the best of the foods and put it in this dish and send the best of the foods after putting it in a dish to the poorest people of the town. Some of the poorest people of the town first, and after sending it to them, then he used to start eating the food. So when we talk about the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam being so great, having that Nuraniyat, we need to realize the reasons why they are so great. It's not an emotional thing. Asmahuhum kaffan. Yeah, that was what I was telling you was the Mahmud al-Riwaya that Imam Ali al-Islam said to Qabbar, so you pick the better one for yourself. Imam Ali al-Islam asked him to pick the better one of those two shirts for himself, in other words. And his وَأَشْجَعُهُمْ قَلْبًا. Imam Ali alayhi salam, I'm coming to the end, is the most brave among all the Muslims in terms of his qalb. The bravery is not of your body. A brave person is not defined in Islam, someone having a very macho style physique that he can lift up high loads. That's not the definition of a brave person. A brave person in Islam is a person that whenever he comes to an intersection in his life where he has to choose between two things, one is the path of obedience and one is the path of sin, he always gives preference. He has the courage and bravery in his qalb and heart to always give preference to the path of obedience over the path of disobedience of God. If we have this essence and this nur found in our qalb, the nur of shuja'at, which is a value, and shahamat, which is a value of Islam, among the great divine values of Islam, then we are shuja'at. Imam Ali Islam was the most brave among all in terms of his qalb and heart. Bravery belongs to your qalb because the nur of shuja'at is in your qalb. It's not because of your body. There were people who were taller than Imam Ali alayhi salam. There are lots of people who were taller than Imam Ali alayhi salam. That's not the criteria. It's the fact that how much we have done the jihad al-akbar, the bigger jihad, in terms of battling our desires and taming our wishes and whims, to control our desires and be ready to obey. So he reaches a stage when in one of the battles we find that an arrow struck his feet, and some of the companions were trying to take the arrow out of the feet of Imam Ali Islam. It was hurting big time. So the Prophet said that take the arrow out when Ali is praying. And after a while, when Imam Ali Islam started his prayers, so Ashab came and they took the arrow out and he didn't even feel. So this is actually the shuja'at and bravery of his qalb. Because when your qalb is connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when your qalb is focused on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you are focused in the obedience of God, and when you are and not focusing on your own self, that's the time when you don't feel any pain, because you are busy in talking and doing whisper and munajat with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we find that Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most every attribute of his personality is the most significant among all the attributes. And every aspect of his personality is superior than all the rest of the prophets of God, other than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is the reason why Imam Ali alayhi salam was present to help every prophet of God at the time of the need, when he says, "Kuntu ma'al anbiya'i sirran wa ma'al rasulullahi jahran." I was with all the prophets of God. I was with the prophets of God hiddenly, and with Rasulullah openly. There's someone whose spirituality has so much nuraniyat and so much superior attributes, and he is the most perfect reflection of all the names and sifat and attributes of Allah. That kind of person deserves to be with all the messengers, because his soul is superior and it engulfs the entire universe. The spirituality of Imam Ali alayhi salam and the walayat of Imam Ali alayhi salam engulfs the entire universe and all the humankind. So every human being is under the spiritual greatness of Imam Ali alayhi salam and the spiritual governance of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So we are proud to have an Imam like Amir al-Mu'mineen al-Islam, whom our Imams used to call Amir al-Mu'mineen, you know, the leader of all the faithful. And Imam Ali al-Islam is also unique among all the rest of the Imams because of the fact that he's the only Imam among our 12 Imams who is directly the Khalifa of Rasulullah. Every Imam, like Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, wa'ajallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, is actually directly the Khalifa of Imam Askari alayhi salam, and indirectly the Khalifa of Rasulullah. Imam Askari alayhi salam is directly the Khalifa of Imam Nafi alayhi salam, and indirectly the Khalifa of Rasulullah, and so on and so forth. But Imam Ali alayhi salam is the only personality who is directly the Khalifa of Rasulullah. And this gives him further unique aspect to his spirituality. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on Mi'raj, and so he says that Usri Abi al-Sama, I was taken to the heaven, وَفُتِحَتْ لَهُ أَبْوَابُ السَّمَاءِ, and the doors of heaven were opened up for Imam Ali alayhi salam, حَتَّى رَأَى مَا رَأَيْتِ, till the, so that Imam Ali saw all that I saw. Imam Ali saw what I saw. So everything that the Prophet saw was also seen by Imam Ali alayhi salam. So this hadith itself is an evidence for us to realize that the nuraniyat of Imam Ali alayhi salam is equal to the nuraniyat of Rasulullah. If it was not equal to the nuraniyat of Rasulullah, there is no way that Imam Ali alayhi salam can see everything what the Prophet has seen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of us to understand and to practice the ma'arif of Quran and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wa salam. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين واقتل الكفار والمنافقين اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واقتل من خذل المسلمين اللهم انصر واحفظ وأيد علماءنا الربانيين ومراجعنا الربانيين وسيد ولي الفقيه قائد المسلمين اللهم انصر جيوش المسلمين وعساكر الموحدين اللهم وفق عن الأسراء المسلمين اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى وعجل في فرج مولانا صاحب الزمان واجعلنا من أنصاره وأشياعه وأتباعه وأعلانه بجاه محمد وآله الطاهرين. Let's read the Ayat al-Karima 5 times for the Shifa of that moment. A'udhu minash shaytan ar-rajim, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, amman yujibu al-sarra iza da'ahu wa yakshifu as-soo, amman yujibu al-sarra iza da'ahu wa yakshifu as-soo.
اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المؤمنين والمؤمنات خاصة هذا المريض المنظور بجاه محمد وآله الطاهرين.